Love your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe and Mpakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
And as we do on a Saturday morning before the 8 o'clock news, we dip into the small business wellness corner. COVID-19 and the lockdown last year really inspired us to help entrepreneurs, help small business owners, you know, share the tips, the tricks that they've stumbled upon or happened upon during a rather difficult period. How they've managed and talk about how they've managed to keep the lights on, right? Or keep the lights on or keep their employees employed during a rather difficult time of trading. So if you are an entrepreneur or a small business owner and you'd like to be featured on Weekend Breakfast, please send me an email, refilwe@702.co.za. We really, really would like to speak to you. Number one, to shine the spotlight on your business. Perhaps, you know, your next customer is listening, or, you know, someone you could be collaborating with is listening. But also, you could inspire another small business owner or entrepreneur to keep on going, because yeah, sometimes when you want to throw in the towel, it just takes one word from someone who understands your situation to inspire you or to help you think differently about your situation. So joining us in the Small Business Wellness Corner today is Masechaba Nonyane, who's the co-owner of Native Rebels Restaurant out on Vilagazi Street, of course, in Soweto, in Orlando West. Welcome to the program, Masechaba. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Morning, Refilwe. Morning. Thank you for having us.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, Native Rebels, you describe yourself as a, or you describe the interior and the decoration as shabby chic, vintage, and gloriously eclectic. Now, we know what the furniture looks like. We know what the decor looks like. Tell us the food. Tell us about the cuisine and the food at Native Rebels. Or what are you guys serving up?
Oh, I'm Maschala from Native Rebels. And Native Rebels is actually a restaurant and eatery out in Jababu, Soweto, which is known for its, how do you say it, its diverse offering. Its diverse offering in terms of what we serve versus what the rest of the community is serving.
Yes.
So we pride ourselves in really pushing barriers in terms of what food can actually look like in the township. Focusing on meals that it's not that you've never had them before. You've probably had a meal before, but you've never had it in Soweto. So we're focusing on more on your burgers. We've got a nice pizza oven, firewood going there. We've got really nice cocktails that you can enjoy on a Saturday and a Sunday. We've got a nice balcony that you can, you know, overlook while having a salad or even traditional food. If you're feeling like something traditional, we're mostly known for our wide offering to vegetarian meals, with a lot of people actually taking on a plant-based diet.
Yes.
And not only plant-based diet, but also you're finding more Rastafarians in the area, which are actually very undercated for. And even our people of different religious groups in the township that are not catered for either.
Yeah,
you know, I know in my family, there's a lot of people that don't eat red meat, for example.
So I like that.
We have something, yeah. So we have something for everyone. If you're on a diet or you're trying to eat healthy, we also try to promote that. So our menu is non-traditional. There are some traditional meals, African traditional meals, but it takes on a more diverse and worldly outlook on food.
Those vegan and vegetarian options are so key. Now, Masechaba, you know, a large reason that we're having this conversation is for us to find out how you have been able to weather this period of COVID-19 and even lockdown last year. How did you guys keep the lights on?
It's been really difficult, to be honest, Refilwe. I think if you're a business person and you're still open, you need to be celebrating for yourself every single day. I think with COVID, everyone felt the pinch, you know, everyone from the restaurant owner to the suppliers to the beverage outlets, you know, wholesalers, to your bakeries, your ice men. And remember, restaurants are a high multiplier, actually, a value chain.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, a lot of people actually feed off of us, even to a space of entertainment where our artists have been really affected and they've not been getting a lot of support, even from government. Poets, photographers, designers, you know, I think even being in Soweto, you actually really feel the impact because you can see the amount of people not going to work every morning as opposed to last year. So it's been really difficult, and made it worse was now it's winter and load shedding has kind of taken a spike, so which makes it more even more tougher. So yeah, they've got us by the kahunas.
Oh, bus travel. But, you know, as you say, if you're in business and you're still, you know, you're still working and you, the lights are still on, then you need to be proud of yourself. I guess, you know, part of what makes Native Rebels and what you've done well is creating a community space, right, where music is played, where local artists come through and chill and perform as well. The key takeaway or lesson that you've learned in curating a space like this and also striking out and doing different things, as you said, as you said earlier on, in terms of your food offerings, those vegan and vegetarian options, what's the key takeaway for that you've learned over this period?
You know, Rufila, that's actually a great question that you ask. And yesterday I was actually having a conversation with a friend of mine, saying actually your business eventually moves away from being about the functionality of your product, like your food and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it actually really does become about a community and the people that are in your area and they're supporting you, you know. Mm-hmm. Because keeping your local business lights on is beneficial for you as well.
Yeah.
Beneficial for your economy. It's beneficial for people to get employed, for economic activity to happen in your neighborhood. So we've been so fortunate that the people of Soweto, even greater Soweto, in other townships, in other areas, are really keen on supporting businesses, especially the black female-owned businesses. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, we all know we're the most least resourced and supported businesses by institutions.
And we'll have to leave it right there, unfortunately, Maschaba. But all the best on your journey and congratulations on staying open thus far. That's Maschaba Nonyane, co-owner of Native Rebels Restaurants.